In the most basic form, misery means you think or feel something you do not like. Joy means what you like is happening in your thought and emotion. Sadhguru. We look at why joy is of our own making and answer one fundamental question for many. How to be joyful in life? According to Sadhguru's pieces of advice, we share 10 proven ways to create joyfulness. When you are fundamentally joyous, when you do not have to do anything to be happy, then every dimension of your life, the way you perceive and express yourself and the world will change. You will no longer have vested interests, because whether you do something or you do not do something, whether you get something or you do not get something, whether something happens or does not happen, you will be joyous by nature. When you are joyous by nature, your actions will rise to a completely different level. 1. See that being joyful is your fundamental responsibility. The first and most fundamental responsibility of a human being is to become a joyous being. To be happy is not the ultimate aspect of life. It is an essential aspect of life. What else can you do if you are not happy with your life? Only if you are happy can other great possibilities open up. Whether you like it or not, that is the reality. Unless something of actual value happens within you, you cannot do anything of tremendous value to the world. So, if you are concerned about the world, you must first transform yourself into a joyous being. 2. Realize that joy is your original nature. It does not matter what you are pursuing in your life, whether it is business, power, education, or service. You are doing so because somewhere deep inside you is a feeling that this will bring you happiness. Every action we perform on this planet springs from an aspiration to be happy, because it is the original nature. When you were a child, you were simply happy. That is your nature. The source of joy is within you. You can take charge of it. 3. Put things in perspective. This morning, did you see that the sun came up wonderfully well? The flowers blossomed, no stars fell, and the galaxies are doing fine? Everything is in order. Suffering is basically happening because most human beings have lost perspective on what life is about. We have missed the complete sense of what it means to be alive here. A thought in your head or an emotion within you determines the nature of your experience right now. And your thoughts and emotions may have nothing to do even with the limited reality of your life. The whole creation is happening wonderfully well, but just one idea or emotion can destroy everything. 4. See the mind for what it is. What you call your mind is not yours, actually. You don't have a mind of your own. What you call your mind is just society's garbage bin. You really have no choice about whom to receive from and whom not to receive from. If you say, "I don't like this person," you will receive more from that person than anyone else. You don't have a choice. This garbage is useful if you know how to process and use it. This accumulation of impressions and information that you have gathered is only valid for survival in the world. It has nothing to do with who you are. 5. Move from psychological to existential. When we talk about the spiritual process, it is a matter of shifting from psychological to existential. Life is about the creation here, knowing it absolutely and experiencing it the way it is, not distorting it the way you want. If you're going to move into existential reality, to put it very simply, You have to see that what you think is not essential. What you feel is not essential. What you think has nothing to do with reality. It has no great relevance to life. The mind is just chattering away with nonsense that you have gathered from somewhere else. If you think it is important, you will never look beyond that. Your attention naturally flows in the direction of whatever you hold as important. If your thoughts and emotions are important, naturally, your whole attention will be right there. But that is a psychological reality. That has nothing to do with the existential. Suffering is not showered upon us, it is manufactured. And the manufacturing unit is in your mind. It is time to shut down the manufacturing unit. 6. Stop pursuing, start expressing. Today, we are looking for happiness so vigorously that the planet's very life is being threatened. Don't pursue happiness. Know how to express your joy in the world. If you look back at your life and see, the most beautiful moments are those in which you are expressing joy, not when you are looking for it. What you save will never be your quality. What you dispense will be your quality. If you keep your joy at the end of your life, no one will consider it. But if you dispensed your joy and love every day, people would say you were a loving and joyful being. 7. Smile. When you get up in the morning, the first thing you should do is smile. At home? No one. Because just the fact that you woke up is not a small thing. So many millions of people who slept last night did not wake up today. But you and me woke up. Isn't it great that you woke up? So smile because you woke up. Then look around, and if there is someone, smile at them. For so many people, someone dear to them did not wake up this morning. Everyone who is dear to you woke up. It's a great day, isn't it? Then go out and take a look at the trees. They didn't die last night either. You may think this is ridiculous, but you will know the reality of it when someone dear to you doesn't wake up. Don't wait till then to realize the value of it. It is not something ridiculous. This is the most valuable thing, that you are alive and everything that matters to you is alive. Appreciate it and smile at least. Learn to look at a few people lovingly. 8. Remind yourself to smile. For many people, it just takes an hour to forget all of this. So give yourself a dose once an hour, a reminder of the value of life. If you are very insensitive, remind yourself every half an hour. If you are horribly insensitive, remind yourself every 5 minutes. You could do it in just 2 seconds too. I'm alive. You're alive. What more? 9. Transform what's within. At present, the quality of your life is not determined by your clothes, the educational qualifications you carry, the family background that you come from, or the bank balances that you hold. Instead, the quality of your life depends upon how peaceful and joyous you are within yourself. Definitely, someone who does not have food and is deprived of the basic needs for survival can be physically miserable. That needs to be addressed. For such people, we must take care of those things first. But for most others, their needs are an endless list. Do you think the man who is driving the car is happier than the man walking on the street? No, it is not decided by what you have. It depends on how they are at that moment. 10. Stop the comparison with others. Most people are miserable not because of what they don't have. It happens because they are comparing themselves to someone else. You are driving a motorbike, you see someone in a Mercedes, and you make yourself miserable. For someone on a bicycle, he sees you on a motorbike and that is a limousine for him. Someone walking on the street looks at the bike and thinks, well, if I just had that, what would I have done with my life? It is a foolish game and it is just going on. People who depend on external situations to be happy will never know true joy in their lives. It is definitely time to look inward and see how to create personal well-being. From your own life experience, you can clearly see that true well-being will come to you only if your interior changes. If you depend on the outside to bring you joy, the outside never happens 100% the way you want it to happen. When this is the reality, at least what is within you must happen the way you want it to happen. And when it does, the natural choice is joy. That is not something that you have to pursue. If you fall back into your original nature, joyful is the only way to be.